Jill Anderson is a naturalist and plant ecologist. She joins us periodically to talk about phenology or what's going on in the woods right now. Welcome back, Jill.
Hi.
Well, Jill, fall is definitely here, so bring us up to date on what's been going on with plants and animals so far.
Sure. Yeah, let's catch up a little bit on that. There's always so many things going on and hard to fit them all in. So, we officially walked through the cosmic doorway into fall on the 22nd. So here we are. I noticed some change going on. You know, it's definitely cooler.
I noticed it long before that.
Oh, okay. Well, you're so perceptive.
Yeah. No, just real sensitive.
Oh, okay. September, you know, kind of has been continuing in this dry mode that we were in since mid-August. So that has definitely is noticeable, whether you're working in your garden or just looking at the transition of the leaves on the trees and other plants on the forest floor. That dry condition has definitely had kind of exaggerated some of that rush towards fall that we would generally be seeing begin at this time of year. So for instance, the black ash and the balsam poplar, which are the first trees to turn color and drop their leaves, they're way along in that process. Some little black ash swamps and swales have already dropped their leaves. The birches and the aspens are also sort of ahead of their typical timing for leaf change. The birches have really been something less than green since about July. That was initially because of the leaf blotch miner.
These are the guys that go between the
outside layers of the leaves, right? And mine out the tissue in there, and that part turns brown or yellow. And if it's enough of the leaf, then the whole thing might just kind of shrivel into some other color than green. So that kind of was the beginning. But then adding that dry weather onto that really set the birch off to turning earlier than they otherwise would. So their color change, as well as the aspens. At our place, the aspens are a couple weeks ahead of normal for the first groups that we see begin to change. And so that's putting them more synchronized with the maple change, which oftentimes, you know, we get the maples and then the birch and the aspen kind of finish off the whole color season. But this year, it seems like, anyway, they're going to be more synchronized in their timing. The maples are just really, you know, kind of getting started. Now the harder freezes, you know, are going to speed things up, but they've been just kind of doing their normal thing. They seem to have been on more of a normal trajectory. In the understory, down on the ground, lots more color has been happening there for a while. So some of our wildflowers are still in bloom, like asters and goldenrods, if they haven't been out really unprotected from any of the freezing that's gone on. Some of our ferns, like the bracken fern and the royal fern, have been changing and have been quite colorful for the past few weeks already. Lots of shrubs really getting into the act these days, with the moose maple and the cherries and the dogwoods, you know, adding a lot of color to the woods and roadsides where they are. And then out in the wetlands, especially in the fens and bogs, and we've got the cranberries and the bog birch and the leather leaf. This is a great time of year to go, you know, enjoy the colors out there. It's just so spectacular. So really, right now you can see everything from the red end with the oranges and reds and yellows to purples. You know, you get some of these species that create these beautiful purple colors as they turn. So that's something that I've been enjoying and will continue to enjoy, I think, for a while.
What about the little guys that scurry around on the floor?
Yeah, well, the little guys are very busy. If you have any way for rodents to get in.
Yes.
Yeah. Then you've probably been noticing an uptick in their activities and numbers as they, you know, are trying to sequester foods for themselves and make food stashes and make nests for the winter. And also, as we've talked about before, this is the time of year when rodent populations are dispersing. So they're kind of doing a migration, more local, you know, migration of their own, not going to a certain spot, but just dispersing out away from where they were born to spread themselves out to have a better shot at having enough resources to get them through the winter. There have been still mixed flocks of songbirds moving through, hanging out with groups of chickadees or nuthatches or whatever. Lots of flickers this time of year. Sandhill cranes, swans been in around our place the past couple weeks, you know, going through on their way, moving through. For a while now, I've been noticing large flocks of crows forming up, hanging out together, touring around together. Haven't seen anything that looks like them moving off and away. I wouldn't expect that till in October sometime, but they're definitely starting to kind of change their assemblages a little bit. The fungi have also been something to enjoy this past few weeks since we got a little bit of the few times that we got a little bit of moisture that came down. That set them off, so there was a period of time there where that we had quite a few, and I saw doing field work, quite a few fungi of various kinds coming up from the forest floor in particular. Do you know when the last hummingbird was seen at your...
It's hard for me to say, but it seems like maybe a couple of weeks ago, the sugar water wasn't going anywhere.
Okay. We saw the last of our resident hummingbirds, you know, whether adults, offspring, whatever, but those that were local to around our place and our feeders on like the 10th of September. Mm-hmm. But then there was a long pause, but then we saw one that we're thinking probably was a hummingbird that had come from further away and was coming through on the 15th. And that's the last one we've seen. Now, that doesn't mean
about
they haven't
the 15th,
slipped by.
Yeah, 15th would be right. Yeah. They seem to be pretty active right up until then. Mm-hmm. And then, I mean, it was the same group.
Mm-hmm.
So, but, yeah. You know, all of a sudden they're gone.
Yeah. So yeah. They really stick to their schedule. The light is changing, and that's what's sending them south.
Jill Anderson regularly updates us on the goings-on in our woods and waters. Thanks, Jill, about fungi and birds and plants and all the good things that happen at this time of year.
You're welcome.